Your home for classic hits, 1570 AM, 96.9 FM, and now at 102.7 FM. This is WILO, Frankfort, Lebanon, Delphi.
Having your jewelry, coins, and collectibles properly appraised is often one of those projects that just gets backburnered. In the unfortunate event of a loss, however, you are going to want to be comfortable that your documentation is thorough and accurate, and no one is more qualified than Virk's Fine Jewelry.
And some of you may not be aware, but Jeff Virk is the only GIA graduate gemologist in residence in the greater Lafayette area.
And Liz and I both are the only International Society of Appraisers members in Lafayette, combined with the only two USPAP-compliant appraisers for personal property.
Insurance, liquidation, fair market, divorce, family disbursement, and more. It can sometimes be critical that you have a detailed document prepared by a qualified appraiser.
In these fluid and ever-changing markets, it's more important than ever to make sure your appraisal is up to date and your appraiser is properly trained, credentialed, and current with the latest legislation and standards.
Virk's Fine Jewelry checks all of the right boxes for education, training, qualifications, certifications, and experience.
Let Virk's Fine Jewelry be your personal jeweler while also offering Lafayette's largest and most complete jewelry store.
Corner of 18th and Main, Lafayette, Virk's.com.
People ask a lot of questions about Ivy Tech Community College. Like, can an Ivy Tech degree get me a good career? Well, some say good, and some say great. In 2 years or less, you can earn an associate degree or certificate, qualifying you for some of Indiana's fastest-growing career fields, and earning you an average of $37,777 the first year after graduation. Find your answers at ivytech.edu/FAQ. Then apply for free at ivytech.edu.
Did you know there are benefits to window tinting other than that cool and sleek look? Keeping your vehicle's interior protected is one of those benefits. Marchand's Window Tinting does top quality window tint installation that comes with a lifetime warranty. Located on State Road 39 in Antioch, Marchand's Window Tinting is professional and locally owned with years of expertise.
This is Alan Marchand at Marchand's Window Tinting, and we stick it where the sun shines.
Trust the experts at Jim's Heating and Air Conditioning, your independent American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer. Whether it's residential or commercial, they've got you covered with service contracts, generator service, and custom ductwork fabrication. Jim serves Clinton, Boone, and Carroll County, including surrounding areas. Family owned with decades of combined experience, Jim's is proud of their A+ Better Business Bureau rating.
Jim here from Jim's Heating and Air Conditioning. Remember, trusted service and local excellence.
765-601-1461. Call today.
Noah, where are we and what are all of these things?
Eli, we're at TC Trailers. Here at TC Trailers, they have all kinds of trailers, including utility trailers, enclosed and open trailers, haulers, and goosenecks. And if you can't find the trailer you want, they even do custom trailers.
What about people who want to look online?
They have that covered too at tc-trailers.com.
People need to see all these trailers.
Sure do. Just east of Frankfort or online at tc-trailers.com.
Hey everyone, it's Rick with Freckles Graphics. You want to make a long-lasting impression without breaking the bank? Freckles Graphics is your one-stop spot for all your marketing needs with a wide range of services including graphic design, screen printing, embroidery, embossing, laser etching, all your signage and promotional needs. Trust the pros at Freckles Graphics. We got you covered. Get what you want, how you want, and when you want it without sacrificing quality. Your satisfaction is guaranteed, so check us out at FrecklesGraphics.com. That's FrecklesGraphics.com, your partner in success.
Looking for a smooth ride? Trust the experts at Big O Tires at Lebanon's hometown tire specialist located next to Parkey's in Lebanon. Big O Tires is not just a team, they're the team you trust. Is it time for an oil change? Schedule your appointment today for quick and reliable service. Call Big O Tires in Lebanon today and be sure to connect with them on Facebook for exclusive deals and updates. Big O Tires, your trusted partner on the road. And like manager John and owner Alan always say,
and don't forget, go Cowboys.
Come on, John.
I've got great news for you. Hi, I'm Matt Lambert, CEO of Encompass Credit Union. Did you know becoming an Encompass member is easier than ever? If you live, work, attend school, or worship in Tipton, Clinton, or Howard counties, you're eligible to join. And not just you, but spouses, children, and parents of eligible folks can become members too. Plus, any business or organization in Tipton, Clinton, or Howard counties can also become a member. At Encompass Credit Union, we're all about community. Ready to join? Visit EncompassCU.org. Encompass Credit Union, community-minded, just like you.
Not my most favorite stuff, Melissa. I'm sorry, Melissa. My wife loved the Bee Gees. Now, my wife absolutely loved the Bee Gees. You're right. I know. I just was not a disco. Even though I had clogs, a silk shirt, and a leisure suit, I still had that. The girls. The girls have all joined me in the studio, and they got the disco. I feel like I just need to pull out my John Travolta or something, you know. But I never was a big disco fan. I like the Disco Duck. You remember the song? Disco Duck. I know, that was pretty good. But anyway, yeah, a little after 9 o'clock on a, what is it, Tuesday morning. It is November 19th. Hard to believe that I was talking to Katie Schimmel about how quickly the year has just flown by. We got Healthy Communities in the studio. Kathy and Tammy, good to see you girls.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Thank you for being with us. But I was just talking to Katie about how, do you feel the same? I mean, the year is just like, where has it gone? It's evaporated. Football season is over. I mean, high school for, you know, junior high school, which we're involved in. Mm-hmm. And it just felt like we just got started.
Exactly.
You know?
Yep. And Thanksgiving is so late this year. I think Christmas is going to be upon us and we're going to be like, holy crap, Happy New Year.
Yeah. it's Easter.
Yeah.
Well, you know, that's how the retailers do it.
Pretty much.
The retailers just go right directly from, you know, it's amazing because you'll go into a store. And my wife likes to go over to Hobby Lobby a lot. And so, and you go into a store and it's like August.
Mm-hmm. And full Christmas.
Christmas, what's going on here? There's no Halloween, no Thanksgiving, whatever. But, well, it's good to be with you girls. Thank you for coming in and joining us this morning a lot. I just found out too, I was on kind of rummaging through Facebook because Katie was mentioning their page. It's Pat Day's birthday today.
Oh, well, happy birthday, Pat.
Happy birthday, Pat. Happy birthday, Pat. Good to I hope you have, I don't know how old you are, but I know you got to be getting up there because you're looking more like me. When you start looking more like me, you know you're old. Another change to let us know that things are, well, another transition happening is our weather. We're going from like 65 today to 47 tomorrow. So I'm glad you girls got your sweatshirts on.
Yeah,
so
snow in the forecast.
And snow in the forecast. We really, I know.
I guess we've been pretty lucky.
Okay, let's segue into what you do now. So how does weather impact, you know, does weather impact the Ministry of Healthy Communities and all that goes on? Because you do have cold weather. I know people are a little more challenged with heating and all of that kind of stuff. So how does that impact you girls?
Yeah, definitely. We have our harm reduction street outreach team, our mobile response team. Both of those are going out throughout the year to kind of help people, you know, if it's housing, right? If it's food insecurity, whatever that might be, and trying to reach people exactly where they are versus them coming to us because we get both. And so through the summer months, there's not always a ton of that. You know, people are pretty good when it's warm outside, but that definitely picks up here in the winter months, trying to make sure people are taken care of, trying to make sure they have heat, especially those families with kids. You know, we'll obviously help anybody, but we know that we have 7 families here in Clinton County that are currently homeless, and 4 of those have children involved. And so we've been working a lot with Lafayette Transitional Housing. Actually, one of our former peer recovery coaches, Rusty, he works for them now. And so this has been a great partnership. We've been working with him, trying to make sure everybody is safe for the winter.
Well, the other challenge, too, when the Mother Nature blasts the cold weather, heaters start to come on. And always there's always that little tension for me. A lot of house fires, a lot of folks that don't have the best conditions to operate a furnace or an electric heater can cause a lot of accidents. Do you guys give help with any advice or how to handle all those things, or maybe help them with some subsidized heating?
Yeah, so especially when it comes to smoke detectors, carbon monoxide detectors. Fire extinguishers, come see us. So one of our programs is through Title V. It's Early Start, which is maternal and child health. And so while we focus a lot on the prenatal side, we're also there for that child safety piece. And that grant's really expanded to let us help with that. IU Health has also been instrumental in assisting with that. And so if your house needs smoke detectors, carbon monoxide detectors, fire extinguishers, let us know. Yeah. We're happy to help with that and making sure that your house is as safe as it can be. Also, remember to, as like Christmas approaches and we have, you know, those Christmas lights, we get the Christmas trees out, we have the Christmas villages, right? Make sure that those cords are put up for your kids, especially those little ones, making sure that that's all handled.
Yeah. Well, even pets and everything. I mean, you know, you got, I always go back to Christmas Vacation where the cat bites into the cord. Of course, it didn't work out too much for the cat, but, you know, you want to be careful. And then just also overloading, you know, circuits and things like that. People kind of have the idea, oh, well, it's a plug-in. I can put more. And I got another power strip. Oh, I can put more. Oh, I can put more. But there is a point where more is not good.
Yeah. Yep, absolutely. Yeah. Even though those Christmas lights can continue to plug into each other, we should not have seven plugged into each other.
Oh, boy, I'm going to have to change my things at home. Yeah. But, November, we don't want to lose November. I mean, I know we're talking about the holidays, but we are kind of into that holiday season now. Once you kind of get past that the end of October, November, though, is also lung cancer awareness, right? Mm-hmm. So correct. You guys have been doing some things with lung cancer?
Yeah, so November is Lung Cancer Awareness Month, and so our friends over at IU Health and Sam Friskin Health are offering $49 lung scans right now. My mom is a testament that saved her life. She actually went in for a heart scan, which is typically the same price. Right. But in doing that, they found one little spot on her lung and had a biopsy and got it taken care of. And she's with us today. So if you are a past smoker, I definitely recommend to go in and do a little prevention work and just make sure that you're okay.
I never smoked cigarettes, but I did smoke a lot of meat. I don't think that qualifies.
You're safe.
You're thinking of, when we're talking about smoke, it's the Great American Smokeout. So you're trying to the cessation of smoking and trying to, Clinton County's done a pretty good job with that. I mean, thanks to healthy communities, I think, and partners like IU Health and. I think of even our county and city leadership. You know, I think a lot of folks have come to the table to try to help folks kick that habit. That's a tough habit to kick. I don't know, but I know my wife smoked for years, and she said it was the most challenging addiction, hardest addiction that you know. She knows. She certainly feels for folks that are in the addictive behavior because she, you know, we're all addicted to something. I'm addicted to sugar. So, I mean, I freely admit it. It's a challenge and it's not any better than a cigarette because I mean, it's destroying my body. Just like
a hold on us, right?
Yeah, it gets a hold on us. So,
well, our city and county government have done fantastic in that leadership. I mean, we have, organizations around town, IGA, they don't sell any tobacco products.
Yeah.
Holden Pharmacy doesn't sell any tobacco products.
Right.
CVS, you know, it's taking away those things of making it okay and just making it where our kids see it all the time, you know, those sorts of things, making our parks all smoke-free. And so that's just not smoke-free, but also vape-free.
Okay, so let's talk about vaping because I have a lot of people, I'm around a lot of people, and I've got like a group that says, oh, vaping's okay, and then there's a group that says vaping's not okay. Vaping's great to get you off cigarettes. No, vaping is another gateway. What say you?
So originally when vaping came out, that was the whole premise, that this can help you stop smoking.
Yeah.
Because you can step down from your nicotine levels. But
is there still nicotine in vaping?
Yes. Okay. So the FDA didn't regulate that. And so even though they were saying nicotine free, tobacco companies were putting it in. And it was like 84% that said tobacco free or nicotine free had nicotine in them. Mm. And so now it's just the new fad. I know Tammy can speak more on it overall, but
it's
different bad.
Just to give you an idea, a package of cigarettes has, 20 cigarettes in it, 22 milligrams in nicotine. One of those elf bars that are really popular or geek bars that are really popular to get now
has Chinese
the equivalent to 690 cigarettes in it.
Wow.
650 milligrams of nicotine.
Wow.
They are so addictive right now. Way more addictive than cigarettes.
And they're cool colors and flavors, right? Like that. That's
yeah, but
the
to
whole
me,
point.
they're like huge. Like yeah. I mean, I'm like, why right? would anybody care? I mean, because I was walking into a ball game the other day that allowed vaping. Mm-hmm. I mean, because yeah. you know, smoke, no cigarettes, but you could vape.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I'm thinking, okay. And then this guy had like a, it's like 7-inch long piece of metal. And at first I thought it was a pipe, and okay. it looked like a pipe. But I'm thinking, is that any more convenient? But I guess if they're, but now you're saying that it's even more addictive.
It's way more addictive. It's made up of chemicals
yeah.
that you're putting down into your lungs.
Yeah.
It's an aerosol. So where you're getting that smoke and that combustible mm-hmm. out of a cigarette, the vape is an aerosol. So it's getting deep down into your lungs. So while there's not as much secondhand smoke, right, you can see that. There is secondhand vape, but it's a smaller yeah. radius from you. It's screwing up your lungs.
Why they're probably letting it happen then in public.
Correct.
So, but it's but you're saying that firsthand is probably more damaging than cigarettes.
Absolutely, mm-hmm.
absolutely.
Are they showing that? Are they seeing scans and things of people's lungs? Because I read something about that.
It's
the
starting
other day.
To look cloudy when you yeah. meet a person who vapes. When they go in to get a lung wow. scan, it's like their lungs are cloudy now.
Wow.
Mm. Yeah.
Well, it never ceases to amaze me how man can find ways to screw up our bodies
right.
just for that little gratification, you know, that little instant gratification. But I can't speak. I mean, I know how it is to have a piece of fudge.
And, or two or three.
Or three or five. Okay. What about the EBT cards being stolen?
Yeah, so that's the latest scam, right? Again, how man can screw things
yep.
up. If only we used our brains for good part of the time.
Follow the Bible.
Yeah,
maybe
right?
share, you know, be you know, the one that created us. If we would just obey his rules, it'd be,
right? Yeah, we just gotta love one another.
Yeah, that's right.
So there is the new scam going around that the EBT cards, they're getting wiped from all the money. So there are ways to protect it. If you go on to our Facebook page, there were some steps to help protect that. But also, if you have any issues when it comes to yours being stolen or any errors or anything in
are
that
they
protection.
Physically taking the card?
No,
it's being done digitally.
Correct.
Wow.
So they're going to use an EBT card, and there's zero funds on there. So
wow.
give us a call if you have any problems, or go on our Facebook. Make sure that is protected. And it's just basically kind of putting a pin and different things on there, like a debit card, to help yeah. that protection.
Yeah, they're probably more vulnerable actually. With
correct.
You know, the EBT
yeah.
cards probably more vulnerable. And I know. Back in the day, with being a director of Salvation Army and working with a lot of the nonprofit folks that were working with helping people with food, the rescue mission, being on the board there for many years, one of the struggles also was like food stamps and things that you could do, they'd sell them. I mean,
right.
you know, there's almost that black market of things that go on behind the scenes to get money for whether it be for drugs or just money. You just want money. And they get, you know, buy, you sell them on, I mean, I know people that were selling them for, you know, sometimes pennies on the dollar, but nonetheless, and that's a hard thing to deal, to trace,
yeah.
because you sell it and you just use it and the taxpayer still is paying for it, but yet it's going to the wrong person.
Right. Well, and we were just talking with Melissa before we came in about how this is the time that there's a lot of assistance out there, which is great. That's
yeah.
a good thing. But also, don't forget to use the things that you have available to you. Still go to WIC and pick up your formula or
right.
you know whatever else that you need.
This is the time to actually
you
probably,
can be stocking
yeah,
up. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so usually the end of January, beginning of February, we start getting a lot of phone calls for formula and other assistance needed, which we're happy to help. But this is the time to stock up for that. You know, don't just use one, use all of your resources. It's okay. You're not taking advantage of that by using the resources available to you.
Yeah, absolutely. Annual community impact event.
Yeah, Tammy was the rock star of that. She made it all happen.
That's what I hear.
Yeah.
So I think the last time you were here, we were talking about it. Now
yeah.
just tell us about it.
Yeah, so this was our chance to thank our coalition members, our community partners, for helping us make that big impact here in Clinton County. So we had a nice dinner catered by C&R Catering. We had a pasta and salad and breadsticks for everybody. And then
carbs.
Yeah.
Yes.
Another addiction.
We're not
right?
above a bribe of pasta and carbs.
And then we heard from some community panelists that we've had a chance to impact here in Clinton County and hear some of the good work that's going on.
That is fantastic. So good crowd, good turnout.
About 100 people.
Awesome.
150?
Yep. Yeah, I think 132, I think, was our final count. Our panelists were really good. We had someone in our recovery community, had a Youth Rise member, had one of our teachers here in the county that we've been in doing programming, had one of our school nurses up there. So just to hear that impact and the impact from the partnership between the health department and Healthy Communities and how that's really impacted with their Health First Indiana and things like that.
You know, I was reading the other day, I know this is a little off the subject. I mean, it's still on the subject of health, but our infant mortality rate for Indiana has come down a little bit. Mm-hmm. That was good news.
Yes, absolutely.
Because we were one of the highest.
We were. Yeah. So we were in Brown County this past week having our annual kickoff for that grant. And that's why they've been able to expand really into that maternal and child health and really help with that after the after birth and things like that. So that's really good, but we have to keep working on it. We know, too, that our numbers are down a little bit because we don't have a birthing hospital here in Clinton County. And so while Clinton County's numbers look really good, look at the surrounding counties and how we can still continue to help with that.
Yeah, but does it goes to, what's the year, like a year? I mean, it doesn't, is it 0 to 12 or 0 to 12 months on as far as the statistics? So, you know, those kids that come home because the sudden infant death and things like that still impact us.
Definitely dropped, and that's really good. That safe sleep piece has been huge.
I think
car seats. Yeah.
I think the safe sleep thing, I mean, because, again, like vaping and cigarettes, so many people get mixed, you know, oh, well, you can have a blanket or you can do that. But, I think, I don't know, it wasn't Kathy who was here the last time. Maybe it was Laura that was here last time and said, put them on their back.
Yep. Back is best.
Back is best and nothing in the crib. Let them go. Make sure the crib has no cracks or crevices.
And what they've shown is that a lot of those SIDS cases came because of what they call rebreathing, where an infant got caught with a blanket or something over their face. Yeah, they're getting that back in. Whereas us as adults, it wouldn't affect us as much.
But oh, it affects me. Yeah. I'm breathing in my own carbon dioxide. That's why I get up so cloudy.
Yeah,
it's like, hey, I'm carbon dioxide poisoning. So because a lot of times I'll say, well, anymore. We were talking about this with Katie a little bit. Sometimes the older I get, the colder I get at night, and I know that's sounds like I'm really getting old, but I don't mess with the furnace because my wife has got like a detector around that, so I don't mess with we keep it about 67, but I found myself the other day I was so chilly, I just decided to get up and put a hoodie on. I went to bed with a hoodie. So.
You sound like my husband. No, okay,
there you go. So us guys, we don't care. We don't care if we're making a fashion statement. We just want to be we want to be comfortable. So I can't imagine what that hoodie's doing to me. My wife came in and she said, "Where's your head?" I can't. She's taking a shower. Okay, so this is a question I have for you. People have asked. You don't have to be certain. Income qualification to use Healthy Communities. I mean, if for instance, we have a lot of elderly folks that are trying to navigate Medicare, insurance. They don't have answers. I mean, I got called the other day and I'm like, that's a great question to ask, but I'm not the one to ask. So I sent them your way, but I don't know. Do I do Part B? Do I do Part C? What is my supplemental insurance and all these things? And I'm
confusing
like,
for any age.
Yeah. I know. And I'm thinking, and this is an 80-some-year-old person going, I just don't know what to do anymore. And so can they come to you?
Absolutely. So it doesn't matter age, income level, anything else. If you have questions about your insurance, it doesn't matter if you're on HIP or Anthem Blue Cross Blue Shield or Medicare, Medicaid, any of those. If you have questions about your insurance, give us a call. We have what we lovingly call magical unicorns at our office that can find the answers. Some of the things that they're able to...
You fly them in from the North Pole.
Mindy and Patricia, they are just fantastic when it comes to this stuff. And we make sure to, if you call us with a question that we don't have the answer, we're just not going to leave you hanging. We'll find the answer for you. We have some great partnerships up in Carroll County and some surrounding counties that know even more than we do, and we'll get you connected up and make sure that we get the answers for you.
Well, you think about the, you know, again, like we were talking about the EBT cards being stolen. There is a lot of scamming that goes on in the elderly world, that, I mean, some of the things that I see my in-laws get, and me, even my mom down in New Mexico, and I'm thinking, that's all a scam. Don't even answer the phone. Well, I should. No, don't answer the phone.
Yeah, when they say, give us your social security number, the answer is no.
It's amazing, though, how convincing some of these people could be in trying to get that information.
Oh, absolutely. And we're getting ready to start some digital literacy courses, and this is for any age as well. And it's,
oh, that'd be good.
Yeah, and it's talking about some of this stuff. So, well, part of it will be like AI things or basic computer things. There's going to be stuff like this throughout, and how to know if there's an email that's a scam or a text message that's a scam.
I got my mom calls me one day and says, is Tori okay? My youngest daughter said, is Tori okay? And I said, well, I think so. I got a call that she's like in Mexico and they need money.
Money right now. Wow.
And it was very convincing.
It sounds like their voice. There's even a way too that it can show up as their phone number. And so just to be aware of those things. Again, if we only used our brains for good as humans.
Oh, yeah. Wouldn't that be amazing? Yeah. Then none of us would have jobs. No, I'm just joking. You know, the thing is that, I go back to the scamming and all of the things that go on with that. We have a prayer chain call that we, so we send out messages on the prayer chain. We send out prayer requests, all these different things. And it comes from me as the pastor. I'm the one that initiates it. But some of our church members have been telling me the call comes from like Singapore. Now so people are not even answering. And so it's they're like, I didn't hear the call. I said, well, I sent it, but I didn't get it because I don't know. I got a call from Singapore. It's just amazing how people can be so deviant in the technology world to get this thing, flipped around and use people. You got a big toy drive coming up. Christmas is around the corner, girls. Thanksgiving first.
Tomorrow.
Yeah. That's how it feels, Danny. Christmas is right around the corner, and like Katie said, with Thanksgiving being so late, we're going to go right into the Advent season, and boom, it will be Christmas Eve before we know it. Yeah.
And so we do this every year as a partnership with NHK. We are really trying to focus on getting some toys/gifts for our teens, for the older kids. We receive a lot through the Walmart 360, program here in town with our local Walmart for the younger kids. We do really well with that.
Right.
But getting those things for those teenagers, right? Those 13, 14, 15, 16, those are the ones that are hard to buy for anyway in our own lives.
Right.
And there are families that have that. And so if there are any type of donations that people want to give towards that, whether it's monetary or otherwise, think about footballs, basketballs, little Bluetooth speakers, things like that, a teenager in your life would enjoy. Those are the things that we're in need of if you wish to donate towards the toy drive. But otherwise, if you're in need of assistance, you can come to Healthy Communities, either NHK location or to Trinity Hope Center, and fill out an application for assistance.
Yeah, my grandkids anymore, they're all pretty much teenagers. They just want green.
Yeah, right. Well, and gift cards are one that we do.
Cold, hard cash, Grandpa.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you guys are doing the Lord's work. I greatly appreciate what you do. Anything else? And of course, phone the contact. How do people get a hold of you? If you're that elderly person looking for insurance help, if you're that young mother needs help with maternity issues or infant issues, what do they do? How do they get a hold of you?
Yeah, you can give us a call, 659-6063. Whoever answers the phone, we can get you to the right person, so let us know.
The little unicorn flies in.
Yeah, and pretty much. That's how it works. You can also get us through our website, which is www.healthyclintoncounty.org. There's a contact us directly on there. You can just list what you need. We'll get a hold of you. Or through our social media. You can send us a message on there. We'll connect with you any way that's comfortable for you. We'll make it happen. We'll get you some help.
Well, you girls are rock stars. You always amaze me. All the stuff that goes on in healthy communities. It's amazing how it just started a few years ago with a grant. And then, boom. I remember sitting in Baltimore with Carol Price, and we're like, you know, off the Aspire grant and say, where could this whole thing go? Yeah. And it's amazing the commitment and the of devotion you guys have put into this thing. So thank you.
Thank you
for what you've done.
You.
All right. It's Healthy Communities. That's going to wrap it up for this edition of Party Line. Good Lord willing, I'll be back with you on Thursday. Oh, I hope it's not snowing, but it could be snowing. That's okay. We'll just wear our winter parka and be all right. But until then, have a great week, my friends. We'll talk to you soon.